Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz underscore radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
Great to have you in. We are here on the road. Roadshow Friday, the graduate here on 9th and P. Chris Schmidt, Blackshirt Husker, NFLer Jay Moore is here. We are here 4 to 6 every home football Friday. The graduate, it is awesome. We are out looking over part of the Haymarket. The garage doors are up. We see the sunshine. We feel the breeze. And we got a good crowd here. And my man to my right, Jay Moore, is smiling because Top Golf Suites are installed. They are active. And if you check out Jaymore 44 at Schmidt underscore radio or at Hail Varsity, there is proof, there is footage that Jay Bird is as good as, well, the scores say he is. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here.
No, it's awesome. This setup is unreal. I mean, we got the three Top Golf Suites right in front of us, but we looking right out here to, what is this? What street is this we're on?
We're on P.
Is this P Street? Mm-hmm. And then, no, it's beautiful. Sun's out. Storms kind of rolled through earlier. Kind of, you know, cooled it off a little bit, but get down here. Have some drinks. Have some appetizers and have a good time.
In vibe before right. 2018 and the Scott Frost era officially kicks off. And, man, I tell you what, Nebraska fans, some, many, have been waiting for this moment 24 hours from now since the Northern Illinois game, since the Ohio State debacle, post-Wisconsin. You have Scott Frost here. You have a team that has been ready to hit somebody probably for the last 2 weeks, but instead they've had to hit themselves. Mm-hmm. As it's been, I don't want to say grueling, but it's been, I mean, Jay, you know, man, you played at such a high level. There's a point where you're tired of smoking your own guys.
Oh, without a doubt. Once you get to about week two, you're ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it's about 4 weeks worth of practicing against your own guys. Yeah, it gets old. It gets tiring. You're just ready to hit someone a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, it's finally here. I can't believe it's came up on us quick.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like about a couple days ago, it was like July 1st. It was like the 4th of July, but all of a sudden it's here. It's September, it's Labor Day weekend, and we got football in the docket, finally.
We do. Northwestern and Purdue. Northwestern hanging on for dear life. We will let Danny Burke, the pride of Chicago, back at our studios, tell you all about his winning streak here in a little bit. Let's set up the show for you as we are here at the graduate, 9th and P. What's really awesome about the graduate, it's the old Holiday Inn, the graduate. Troy Twilliger is awesome. He's having us out. It's an incredible setup, and it's done tastefully to reflect the culture and what makes Nebraska the state special. That means football. That means Johnny Carson. That means all things with the state of Nebraska. And it is super unique. The tiki bars to our left, a wonderful watering hole refreshment option for you. We are putting together the Varsatini drink. It is red and it is awesome. So that is there. They have some drink specials going on. They have some of their specialties here. They have the Corporal Alford, the Sergeant Saunders, the Staff Sergeant Johnson, Colonel Franzen, and Major General Fox and General Robinson. What I'm telling you is come check it out. They have red, they have white wine, they have bottles for $4, drafts for $6, good grub. And we want you to get out to the graduate 4 to 6. We're here. If you can't make it down between 4 to 6, you can come after we're done. Home Football Fridays. We're here with Hail Varsity Radio and ESPN Lincoln. And this weekend, you can come check out the Top Golf Suites. I mean, they are here for you to see if you like them, see if you have a good time. Yes will be your answer. And it can be your permanent Friday night hangout with the Top Golf. Bird, you've been swinging away. If folks have heard of but not tried Top Golf, give them a quick 101 on it, because you're an incredible golfer. It's a place you like to kind of check out. And I know Omaha was going to get one. You have one here in Lincoln when you come in to check out your Huskers, or if you're in town here.
No, this is a cool little setup. I mean, you got these three. They're simulators. The original Top Golf, you're actually hitting out into a range or a net, what it may be. But these are great. I mean, they have that type of setup where you can hit into the
nets. It's not raining
and,
in here.
Correct. But you have the type of the deals, the targets that you can hit into. That's what I was doing, messing around on. No, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I'll definitely keep this in mind. Mm-hmm. We're kind of thinking about trying to go out and have a little cocktail or something like that, especially when, you know, it's
you and the
it's
boys.
About minus 10 out in February. Mm-hmm. It's kind of be nice to come in here and hit some balls, and it'll be fun. No, it's a great thing. Absolutely cool thing. Lincoln does that, you know. Definitely does not have anything like this.
It's so awesome.
This is definitely, the graduates definitely set themselves apart down here.
It's wonderful. Ninth and Peak, come check it out. They got an arcade set up too when you walk in. I was working out a little Super Mario Brothers.
I saw the
and,
arcade
and
games.
I just like at home back in the early 90s on the Nintendo. Some of us just aren't good at Super Mario Brothers. Some of us don't quite clear the jumps. So I died is what I'm telling you. So it wasn't good. But come see us. We're here till 6 o'clock. Hail Varsity Radio on the road. Home Football Fridays here at the Graduate. Can tap the line and give us a shout. 466-377-6800-825-5865. The numbers to get in. Can find us on Twitter at JMoore44 at Schmidt_radio. Give us a follow. And can email Chris or Jay at HaleVarsity.com. On the docket, we'll get a recruiting blast from Greg Smith at 425. I believe Dr. Petey, Derek Peterson, going to pop by on site here in the latter part of the 4:30 time slot. And then the Pride of Fairbury, he's a hot dog expert. NBC Sports' Bill Dolman will be with us. Plenty of thoughts on Nebraska, this Scott Frost kickoff. And yes, the return of Klausborn and the Friday forecast at 5:40. So, Jay, you have been doing great work. You got kicked off this year Tuesday with Big Red Wrap-Up, big-time show. Kevin Kugler, yourself, Sean, I mean, it's been ongoing for a long time. Great show. Very happy that you're in addition to that. And I watched that and checked it out, and a lot of ground covered. This week, it's been a little bit of the Jebbia soap opera that's now shifted to the Adrian Martinez era. And things that are on the top of the list here is Scott Frost, is the moment when he leads this team out, when he leads this program out, back out of the wilderness. That is the hope. That is the need for Nebraska football fans. He knows it. He owns it. And he's excited about doing that. And I saw the interview that was on Big Red Wrap-Up with Frost, and he is – there's a combination going on, I would believe. There's the excitement, there's the anxiousness, but there's also the pressure. And this isn't to pile on or sour anything, but they're all rolled into one because it's such an undertaking for him. But, man, he is excited to get rolling. What did you kind of take away from – the Frost interview on Big Red Wrap-Up, and let's fast forward to tonight and tomorrow. What do you think this first game, let alone this season, can bring?
Yeah, I mean, the interview was, I mean, it was a great interview. Kind of just get to see a little bit more of, you know, into what, you know, Scott's mentality going into the season. I think he's talked to the media quite a bit here lately, but you kind of got, you know, you got a solid 20 minutes of his mentality, and, you know, he's such a cool and calm dude, you know. But I know tomorrow he'll be amped up. It'll be interesting to see just his reaction coming out to, with everything. And I think, you know, there could be quite a bit of pressure on him. I mean, let's be honest. I think, you know, you come back to this place and where he's won a lot, been around a lot, obviously with T.O., but I think, you know, I think he's going to feel a little pressure, but I think he's going to perform fine with it. I think he's going to do just fine. But overall, starting with tomorrow, I can't imagine this scene. I wish I could be down there, but the electricity, what's going to be, you know, a 7 o'clock kick, a night game, you got national Fox coverage. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, we're finally, you know, for me speaking as a former player, I just feel like we're finally. Climate upwards. We're trending upwards instead of either spinning our wheels and just, you know, I feel like we've just been in reverse here the last, you know, 3-4 years. But finally, I feel like we're just climbing. We're climbing this ladder a little bit. It's going to take some time. I don't think we can judge this first year everything on wins and losses. Yeah, it'd be great to go 9-3, 10-2, whatever it may be. But I think we're going to see some much steady improvement climbing up the charts all year, and it gets started tomorrow night.
Jay Moore, Chris Schmidt. We're here at the Graduate Hail Varsity Roadshow. Home football Fridays, 4 to 6, 9th and P. The Top Golf Suites are alive and well and functioning. Check your approach shot, check your drive, check your chip. Jay Moore was swinging away and belting it. How far did you drive that thing?
I only hit...
Only 320.
I think the longest club was a 4-iron.
Okay.
They didn't. They had a 3, but I didn't. Well, the problem is the ball ricochets like off.
Right,
the,
you might have to play dodgeball.
Right, I didn't
wear a cup.
Yeah, I didn't feel like nailing anyone in the back of the head after that thing when you hit a longer a driver or a 3-wood off there. I didn't want that going on, you know, the very first show.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that would hurt. What do you think here of this turnover chain?
I like it.
It's red. It looks like a chain that you put around a tire. You can hear us rattling in it. There's a picture of you wearing this
somewhere
thing floating around.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of a drop below. There are stairs all the way up here to come see us here at the Graduate. I don't know if there's any beads in the prize bag, but we could reenact Bourbon Street. I don't know.
Why not? This is perfect, you know. Peace Street, Bourbon Street, you know.
Yeah, just a few things.
No,
Greg Smith is coming up to talk recruiting. So when we get into a lot of the storylines for tonight and into tomorrow and then kick off eventually, we hit on Scott Frost, we hit on the moment. But I want to get your take here defensively. And what are you excited about defensively, not only with Shenander, but also, what are you fired up about with this group of defenders? I mean, I think they're pretty deep. They seem pretty deep. I know it's new, but What are you thinking can happen in a positive sense?
Yeah, I mean, we threw up that turnover chain. That's why I'm excited. I think these guys are going to create that. I think that's what you're going to see statistically-wise, a bigger jump. You know, I think – there's no way in hell we could have finished in the plus category last year. I know Nebraska struggled in years past finishing in that category.
You ask, I shall give you.
Right.
Here are the defensive numbers
but,
from last year.
Because, when you get an offense that goes up tempo like this, and I know the defense is going to have to pick the offense up multiple times this year, especially when you're playing such a young quarterback. He's going to have issues. You're going to have some struggles. You're going to have it's going to be a grind defensively a little bit, but the defense where you can kind of turn those games around is right there with that, turn that ball or getting that ball back in the offense hands as quick as possible, whether it's three and outs, but turnovers, man, those are absolutely momentum changers. Those absolutely can flip everything back into your favor. And Shenander's been saying it for a long time, causing chaos, getting hands on footballs and creating turnovers. I mean, you're gonna have to do that. I think offenses will put up, some yards on Nebraska just because of sheer amount of snaps and going up tempo. I mean, Nebraska does go three and out. They might only take
45 seconds.
Yeah, off of it. So, you're obviously stressing out what Nebraska is able to do defensively. But you know what? Cause fumbles, cause interceptions. Get some PBUs, get some tip balls back into your own hands. And you know what? All of a sudden, we're back rocking and rolling. So, defense, it's going to be good. I mean, they have so much leadership up front. I mean, that's where the battle's going to be won defensively, with Stoltenberg and Gifford, Ferguson, the Davis twins, Freedom, all these kids played a ton of snaps. So what they're going to be able to do up front is going to be really cool to see. I'm really looking forward to those guys kind of get down and get dirty and see what they can do.
Jay Moore's with us here, Hail Varsity Radio. It's a Roadshow Friday. We're at the Graduate here, 9th and P. Home Football Fridays with Hail Varsity Radio and ESPN Lincoln. There are goodies to be had. There's koozies. It's a night game. There are the turnover chain. I don't know if we're going to give this away yet or not. We might have to wait till Colorado week for the turnover chain. But I'm going to read some numbers to you here. When it comes to pass defense, Nebraska was 114th. When it comes to, that was rush defense.
Ooh.
Forgive me. Rush defense, they were 114th. Pass defense, 60th. Total defense, 100th out of 120. Scoring defense, 115th. That is brutal.
That's awful.
Turnover margin, they were 106th.
Yeah, it's bad.
So what of these defensive statistics do you think can jump?
I think all of them.
Right. Okay.
I think when you're that bad, I think you just, we're honestly.
That's like from getting an F to getting a D.
Correct.
So we're not shooting for a D. We're right. shooting for a dot. What can jump?
B plus would be really good this year.
Yeah, but do you think they had the personnel to do it?
Up front, yeah, I think they do. Secondary wise, I, you know, from the safety spot, they're okay. They're playing. They're gonna be young. Cornerback, but I mean, I think they can, because I don't think they're going to be completely overwhelmed with scheme like they were last year. I think Diaco had them thinking way too much, had them playing a step slower, overthinking things. That's not what this new staff wants them to do. They're going to simplify it as much as possible so they can just fly around and make plays. Yeah. That was half the battle last year. These guys were just, they were thinking way too much, and they'd be, you know, just being scared of getting just absolutely reamed by Diaco, you know. Yeah, correct. So, you know, this they'll just improve just because they're gonna be just so much more sure of themselves on the field. You know, make simple calls, get them thinking about one thing instead of four things, and let them go have fun, go make plays, and then you kind of adjust from there.
That is Jay Moore, Chris Schmidt. We're here at the Graduate as 9th and P where we're at. Come see us, Home Football Fridays. And coming up, Greg Smith with a recruiting update. So many guys going to be here on official visits. We'll get caught up with Bill Dolman and Klaus Born with the forecast still to come. Come on down, the Graduate, 9th and P, here till 6 with Hail Varsity.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back in, it's Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery, live at the Graduate, 9th and P. Get on down here. We're here till 6. Welcome in recruiting analyst with Hail Varsity, Greg Smith, HailVarsity.com and magazine at Greg Smith HV on Twitter. Mr. Greg, how are you, sir?
I am excellent. I should be in a very happy mood because football is finally back.
It is back. I kind of smiled as I had my second beer watching watching Purdue and Northwestern last night. That was cool. That was great. And, dude, Purdue's got some ball players. They got some speed.
They got some skill, guys.
They do. And that made me kind of think and fast forward to what Nebraska has and what Nebraska is trying to acquire. Give me your takeaway here on Saturday here. The mood, the vibe, the feel. Before we get into who's coming, but just the atmosphere. Can you put into words what this atmosphere will be like and how it could be received by recruits?
It's hard to put into words, to be honest, because it's funny. And one way, this excitement for all of us that are here every day has been building, and it's kind of just expected. And so I wonder if because of that, we will take it for granted a little bit about just how different it's going to be for the guys coming into town, right? Like, we're expecting it to be off the charts excitement, for people to be over the top and really fired up. But think about the recruits coming in and what they've seen at other places, either throughout the summer during their official visits or their other game day visits that they've taken before unofficially to schools. Like, this is going to be unlike something that they've ever seen. And I'm excited to see kind of the results of that.
Right. I mean, it's going to get paired together and be a major wow factor. Greg Smith is with us. HailVarsity.com and magazine recruiting analyst at Greg Smith HV. We're down here at the Graduate as Home Football Fridays, a roadshow Friday, 9th and P with the Graduate. Come see us. Greg, who is coming to town and who's kind of piqued your interest from the official visitors list this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you started out talking about guys like being wild by the atmosphere, because the first guy that I have to mention is a three-star running back, Wandale Robinson, player out of Kentucky, who's been an extremely productive and electric athlete that would just fit perfectly into this offense. But the reason I bring up the atmosphere thing is he was at that Purdue game last night, right? So to go from that Purdue game last night, which, hey, no shade to them, I'm sure they were excited in West Lafayette for that game. They had the railroad tracks on the sidelines. That was really cool. But it's going to be a different animal what he sees in Lincoln and Memorial Stadium this weekend. So I'm excited to see what he thinks about that. And he's a very top target for Nebraska. He's way up there on their list, and for good reason. You have three-star defensive back Tywan Mullen out of South Florida. Travis Fisher and Joe Von DeWitt have done a great job with him And he's exactly the type of cornerback, the defensive back that Travis Fisher has been looking at. He's tough. He's physical, not afraid to make a hit, team guy. You also have three-star defensive lineman Brant Banks coming out, who I think fits what Mike Dawson wants to do really well. He's about 6'6", 6'7", 250-ish. And I think Nebraska really is trying to move towards those taller, longer defensive ends. So he fits what they're doing. You have Donovan West, offensive lineman out of California, who was a late add to the list. Greg Austin really likes him. If you pop his film on, you get a little bit of a throwback feel from him because he's nasty on film. And then you have probably maybe the crown jewel of the weekend, I saved for last, for official visitors at least, is four-star offensive lineman Bryce Benhart out of Minnesota, who Nebraska's in a deep battle with Wisconsin and Michigan for right now. I think Nebraska's in a really good position with him. You've got a couple of unofficial big-time offensive line visitors too, which I know people are smiling ear-to-ear with all these offensive linemen. But you got four-star offensive lineman for 2019, Danielson Ike out of Kansas City, who's making his third trip to Nebraska, but this will be another unofficial visit. And then you have 2020 four-star Turner Corcoran out of Lawrence Free State down in Kansas, who's one of the better prospects in the region for 2020. A lot of hog mollies on hand for this weekend for Greg Austin.
Hog mollies, big uglies. Greg Austin will take them all, and that's good news to hear. For Nebraska moving forward with their offensive line. Greg Smith's with us a few minutes here, Hail Varsity Radio, at Greg Smith HV on Twitter is where you can find him. Read him with HailVarsity.com and magazine when it comes to recruiting and especially the premium content with Greg. He has breaking news all the time on the message boards or premium content you can bundle with the magazine. And to do so by subscribing, HailVarsity.com/subscribe or 855-3-HUSKER. Shameless, not at all, is how you can get some of that inside info from Greg. Greg Tompkins is a back out of Georgia. Break him down. Pretty cool moment on social media earlier this week. I know he had a knee injury, and Nebraska not blinking on him.
Yeah, it sounds like he tore his ACL in his season opener. It was not the ACL in same knee that he recovered from an ACL injury last year, so the other knee. But it was a really cool moment where he called Nebraska thinking, or he talked to Nebraska thinking that, hey, bad news was coming, that they were going to pull his scholarship, but it turns out that Nebraska was not going to do that. They told him flat out that they're sticking with him. And that's a really cool moment. You saw, you know, his recruiting coordinator, Kenyatta Watson, who I've had a couple of interviews with up on the site. He's a great guy. And really, he's really liking this coaching staff. And Tompkins really likes the coaching staff for this very reason, the loyalty that they show their players. And I think that that will really pay off dividends in the end. Whether or not Tompkins comes here and becomes an all Big Ten running back or not, that showing that sort of loyalty, which goes back to this staff wanting to coach those guys at UCF in that Peach Bowl, it just continues to reaffirm consistently that this staff is really about their players and they really care about their guys.
Greg, I want to get your take here on Jebbia, and I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I haven't talked to you since his transfer, and it was pretty quick in the process to leave Lincoln after talking with the coaches Monday and then be in Corvallis here by this weekend as he is off to Oregon State. That's not a complete shock. I was thinking maybe Cal or Washington State might be a better opportunity just because they're better programs. I mean, Oregon State's right, starting in the basement right now with a really good head coach that's a Washington prodigy, so it could be okay. But what's your take? You mentioned we were just talking loyalty, right? And it's a two-way street, and you have a position in the quarterback that is super, ultra, hyper-competitive, and you have migration always when it comes to the quarterback spot.
Yeah, you definitely do. And it's, earlier today, it went live on the site. Big Red Re kind of had some more color around this. But I think that the Tristan Jebbia situation, what I've been able to gather, it started off as not necessarily his decision. I don't think that he was the one initially in his camp, I guess you would say, that wanted him to move on from Nebraska. And it kind of had to be explained to him, you know, the situation and the daunting situation that he was really facing. I think from afar, once he kind of gets over the situation, I think that he'll be rooting for Adrian Martinez and he wishes the best for Nebraska. but, you know, as a lot of us have learned over time, you've got to live with your decisions as a young person, whether or not you've been steered into them or not. We'll see, and the story is still yet to be unwritten on how that actually turns out for him at Oregon State. Because I'm with you, it was a little bit surprising that it was Oregon State only, and the fact that you just don't feel like that'll be a team that competes very much for anything of substance in the Pac-12. I would really like that Cal situation, because I think the world of Justin Wilcox. But we'll see how things shake out for him. But yeah, hopefully we can turn the page, and now everybody will be focused on Adrian Martinez.
No, absolutely, and I think you nailed it where – I think if it were up to Tristan, he'd still be here. Is that fair to say?
I would say that, yeah.
That needs to be vocalized so he's not getting treated like a pinata.
Right, exactly.
Greg Smith's with us. A couple more minutes. HailVarsity.com and Magazine Recruiting. And Recruiting Recon is up for you to read from Greg. And he is all over the visitors list this weekend. Let's talk Adrian Martinez. What's your outlook for his performance Saturday? What do you think he does?
I think he comes out of the gates pretty well here. I think you're going to see some of those freshman mistakes and young quarterback mistakes that you're used to seeing. You know, he'll be a little slower on some reads. There may be a couple early mistakes. But I think he's going to put up pretty good numbers because I really think highly of the skill position talent that's on this team. Like the X factor to me is whether or not the offensive line can keep him clean and can give him running lanes, you know, when they choose to run him. Because I think that the talent that he has is naturally, and the skill position talent, is good enough for him to continue to put up good numbers out of the gate. Like, I think he has a really nice game starting off this season of his true freshman year starting.
I think he does, too. Now, is this a game where Nebraska is going to run for three Bills? Do you think that's how they win?
No, I think you end up seeing a little bit more throwing in this one, and I mean, based on their receiver depth, I don't think that should be a huge shock, just because I think they do have the talent to spread the football around. But I do think it'll be more of an aerial attack this week versus a ground game.
What's an expectation for you for Miles Jones and Maurice Washington? What's your take? What do Nebraska fans see Saturday from these two freshmen?
I think in Miles Jones, I think you'll see him on the field a bunch, but not necessarily get a lot of carries, but he could have a high yards per carry, right? Because mm-hmm. he's that kind of guy, as Ryan Held has alluded to, that's a home run hitter. He just needs one crease and he can go. Maurice Washington, I'm really, really excited for Husker fans to see. Like, I realize that not every Husker fan out there follows recruiting very deeply, so they don't know just how talented this guy is, and I can't wait for them to see him on like the first spin move in the hole that he makes to get around the guy, because he's a very, very talented back, and I'm really excited for his career to unfold.
Greg, I got about a minute left. Have you gone through in ink with your Hail Varsity Husker schedule poster and put scores down?
I have not put scores down yet. I haven't gone that far, but I do have a win total in mind.
Well, can you share it, or is that part of the premium content?
Good call. Fair enough. It is 8-4. I think they're in the regular season. They're going to go 8-4 and surprise some people.
I had 8-4 as well. I got them taken down Iowa. I think they get better as the year goes on. I think they're right there by about the Wisconsin game. And I don't want to call it a step back. I think Ohio State may do Ohio State things, and it might be a little bit larger spread, right? But I think they play pretty tough. You in that camp, or do you think there's going to be some embarrassments this year?
No, I'm in that camp. I think that they'll end up keeping even the games in which they're not favored in. I think they'll keep those games close. And I'm right there with you on the Iowa situation. I think they run Iowa down this year. And if the fans are any indication, I hear more about Nebraska needing to beat Iowa this year. And I think a lot of people want to talk some smack to their friends that happen to be Iowa fans.
Oh, Iowa Russ is on my hit list. Absolutely. Greg Smith, HailVarsity.com and Magazine Recruiting Analyst at Greg Smith HV. Greg, where are you at tonight, bud?
I'll be out in York tonight to see York take on Blair, checking out Garrett Snodgrass, 2019 commit. Also, Noah Stefurski, big defensive and offensive lineman for York, just picked up a preferred walk-on offer from Nebraska. I think he might be close to taking that offer. Definitely want to get eyes on him and see how he does out there as well.
Awesome, man. Have a good night. Thank you.
Hey, thanks as always, Chris.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back here, Home Football Friday at the Graduate Hale Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt, Blackshirt Husker, NFLer Jay Moore. Find us, follow us on Twitter at Schmidt underscore radio at JMoore44. Tremendous writer with HaleVarsity.com and magazine. Derek Peterson, Dr. Petey, HV is where you follow him on Twitter. He is off to soccer tonight, but he'll be at Memorial Stadium tomorrow getting ready to give you amazing Nebraska coverage. Dr. Petey, it is great to see you. Your hair game looks phenomenal. What do you know, brother?
I mean, you're talking me up a little bit too much. I don't know if I'm going to be able to deliver on that. It's not going to be amazing coverage, but it will be coverage tomorrow at the stadium.
It'll be amazing coverage, right?
Oh, absolutely.
There's no such thing as, like, it was an okay sack. It's an okay blindside hit on the Kansas quarterback.
No, it's always a phenomenal sack. And it's always phenomenal blindside hit.
Hopefully there's a lot of
coverage.
Yeah, hopefully there's a lot of those tomorrow. There was not a lot of those sacks last year.
You're correct. You're
14.
Very correct.
Yeah, 14.
14 and how many pass breakups?
I don't know the pass breakup number, but I know there was 13 interceptions.
Thank you. So, let's start there. We've got a black shirt here. You've been all over the defensive side of the ball leading up to kickoff tomorrow. You've done a great job of coverage with the offense and the defense, but man, that's one storyline that Nebraska fans want to see immediately tomorrow. You can chime in on this too, Jay Bird, but Derek, I guess a couple of things, item one or two, defensively you're hoping to see tomorrow.
More havoc. I think we were looking at the numbers when we did our season prediction, and when you looked at Central Florida in 2015 before Scott got there, their numbers in terms of sacks and interceptions was almost identical with Nebraska's last year. I think it was like 16 and 12 mm-hmm. or something like that. And in year one in Shenander's defense, they bumped up to like 38 sacks and 26 picks. So you could see And I think because they had the same talent, so you could see that it was the culture shift really had a tangible impact on those things. And I think, you know, maybe there's not going to be 38 sacks this year from Nebraska, but if you double it, double 14 last year, like you're good. And I think they need that. You need to have pressure up front on the defensive side of the ball because it helps a secondary that needs as much help as it can possibly get.
Who's going to be that pass rusher?
I think it's Ben Stille.
You think it's Stille?
I think it'll be Stille, yeah.
Bird, you got a take?
I forget about – I mean, there's so many other guys. I mean, there's so many good players up front. I kind of forget about Ben in this whole situation, but I know he's kind of put in a new role. But I'm interested to see what the outside linebackers can bring from the pass rushing as well with Luke Gifford and Tyron Ferguson. And I'm missing the true freshman. That's going to be
– Caleb Tanner.
Caleb Tanner. I mean, that guy looks like a freak. So I think it's that front five put together with the three down linemen, two outside linebackers, and what they can all do from a 3-4. It's going to be really fun to see.
Nebraska will be able to bring a fourth man, a fifth man, a four-man line, a three-man line. Based on the Central Florida side of things and what Nebraska can be, just the film you guys have watched, I mean, this has been kind of a talking point, but who can be the Griffin type player? That's a big ask, but who can be Shaquem?
I think in terms of his production, I don't know. There's a lot of guys that are candidates for that. In terms of being the heart and soul of the defense, though, I look at a guy like Luke Gifford. I thought Luke was probably their best defender last year, and when he got hurt and he went down and didn't play, I think there was a void on the field that you could see. I think because Shaquem did so much for that team that doesn't show up in the stat sheet, I think Luke has a similar ability to do those things. Maybe him or maybe a guy like Nick Stoltenberg, but I think Luke is going to combine that kind of unspoken leadership with, I mean, he's a really good football player. Mm-hmm. And like you were talking about with the outside linebackers, he's got a shot to do some special things in Shenander's defense when they allow him to go pressure the quarterback and they allow him to get a little bit more aggressive.
It's Derek Peterson, HaleVarsity.com and magazine at Dr. PDHV is where you follow him on Twitter. Jay, you're on a defense that when you got to Nebraska, there was the Pelini D.
And then, it was Bull. And then went to Pelini.
You had Bull, then
yeah.
Pelini, uh-huh. And then what else? Okay, you had then you jumped to
Cause, yeah,
right? And right. But people blast Cause, but you guys had 60 sacks or damn near 60 sacks
1 year.
Right. Yeah, it's my junior year. We led the nation in sacks. And going from year one with cause, we were an overfront, switched to a completely switched defenses, went to an underfront, and kind of switched mentalities and how we do things, and became obviously a lot better of a team. But we also got more experience, got year two and in the same staff. But you know, going into that final year, he lost a lot of good players. I mean, he lost 4 defensive linemen starters, and you know, a couple good linebackers, some a good secondary play, but. The jump's going to be pretty big in my mind. We kind of talked about it earlier. It's like you're a D student. Now it's like I think they can jump to that B type of level this first year because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad last year. I know he got a lot of, you know, when we first heard about him being a graduate transfer, but having Trey Neal come in this thing.
Trey's huge.
And just having him being that quarterback of the defense and just kind of understand he's been in big-time football games with his staff. He kind of knows, has a mentality. And from a communication standpoint, what he's able to provide, not only with the secondary, but to the linebackers, and what the linebackers can then transfer up to the defensive linemen, I think that's going to pay huge dividends this year.
He's not like a second-string guy that they had. Like, he started for that team that was undefeated and then went to a Peach Bowl. Like, he's played in New York Six Bowl. He's been through everything that – he's been through that transition, been through everything they ask. JoJo Doman called him like a cheat sheet.
Perfect
analogy. Yeah.
No, that was really good. I mean, he just comes in here day one, and he's not surprised that he's starting from day one, but and he has some good competition back there. But that's huge. I think just from a reliability and just communication standpoint, because when things get going fast out there and things start spinning, you're spinning your wheels a little bit, he can kind of slow everyone down and get everyone kind of on the same page defensively. And that's gonna be big this year, especially at Michigan, at Wisconsin, at Ohio State, it's gonna be really fun to see.
You mentioned a name that I'm excited to see, and the last image I have of him is causing a fumble, sparking a comeback against Tennessee. That was JoJo Doman. He is an intense football player. He's athletic. It seems to me that we got about a minute and a half here, not enough time, but it seems like Nebraska's got a bunch of these hybrid type defenders that are going to be good against the run, but also athletic enough to cover whoever.
Yeah, I think and that it works out for them because they've got a lot of talent at safety. You look at JoJo and you look at maybe Markel Dismuke is in this category as well, as guys where you're like, how do we get them on the field? Maybe Antonio Reed. We thought Antonio Reed was going to be in that category, but he's an or starter on day one. But they've talked about JoJo as a guy that can play a little bit of outside linebacker and a little bit of inside linebacker.
That means he's versatile as all get out. Can cover, can stop the run, can tackle, can blitz.
It does, but what that also tells me is they want to get him on the field.
Yeah.
That they like the talent and they like the work ethic and they want to get him on the field. And that's, I mean, if you have guys that the coaching staff just were like, we need to get him on the field, that's good. You need that.
You're at where tonight?
I'll be at soccer. I'll be over at Hibner Stadium.
Okay.
You're playing Washington State, lost last year over at Wazoo, 1-0. So.
Okay. Well, you'll have a soccer write-up. You'll have Husker coverage tomorrow. You and I will probably be doing a video with Vogues tomorrow on the field after Nebraska and the Frost era kicks off. Derek Peterson, Dr. Petey, thanks for coming by, brother.
Yeah, thanks
good
for
to
having
me. Thanks
good
for checking
you,
out.
It's
we are here at the Graduate 9th and P here, Home Football Fridays. Here just next to the Tiki Bar, we are staring at 3 Top Golf suites. You can grab a club, a ball, see if you like it. I think you will. It don't cost nothing right now. Got a little trial window for you. Check it out. And Danny Burke is saying, hey, clown, shut up and get to break. So we will do that. We want to see you at the Graduate here with Hail Varsity, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
One final time this hour, we're here at the Graduate Hotel, Hail Varsity Radio, Roadshow Friday, presented by the Nebraska Lottery, the Graduate at 9th and P, and the old Holiday Inn. The Graduate is incredible. Troy Terwilliger and his staff do an incredible job. If you are headed this way for Husker football season, you need a place to stay, the Graduate is appropriately Nebraska-themed, and it is just outstanding, luscious drinks. To our left, I said luscious, yes, but luxurious settings, and we're just to the right of the Tiki Bar, and we're staring at 3 Top Golf suites, so that is up and operational. You love Top Golf, you want to check out Top Golf. They have it here at the Graduate, rain or shine.
you'll stay dry and swing away. Jay Bird, you had some quality swings, my friend, as you were drilling the ball.
I wish I had some better swings this morning than I played, but
well,
that's what it is.
Here's the thing. You got to play this morning, which
very,
is awesome.
Very true.
Which is awesome. So come on down here. Great drink specials. We suggest you try the Varsatini. It's a cocktail for Hail Varsity. We have the turnover chain here. Vogues, put your shirt on. They're giving you the turnover chain. Brandon Vogel's going to pop by. The Pride of Fairbury, Bill Dolman, will be on with us here in about 7 minutes or so. And then it is football season, which means it is the return of Clausburn in the Friday forecast. We have a few games we will pick, including Nebraska. Are you confident this year your picks are going to be solid?
They're always solid.
That's fine. That was it's just a question.
It's really easy to pick when you don't have a whole lot of money on them.
It's really good. So you go with your head, not your heart.
Correct.
So want to see it out here at the Graduate. And if you can't make it this week, it's all good, man. The Buffs come to town next weekend. You have Michigan State later on in the year. And again, what's cool about the Graduate, man, the Graduates are all around Big Ten territories. Mm-hmm. There's one going in Iowa City. There's one in Columbus. There's one in State College.
One in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, right. Yeah. Are you heading up to Michigan?
I am not.
Neither am I.
I should.
I was thinking about it, too. But
how far a drive is that?
I don't know.
It's a haul. I know you'd fly into Detroit, which is it's way more logical. But
I don't want to fly into Detroit. Let's fly into, like, Grand Rapids, and I think it's, like, 2.5 hours south of there. So that's something I've thought about.
There's some really good golf courses up in Michigan. That's why I was kind of
well. That's what Barney was saying. Barnett was in Michigan golf, and he's like, "Man, I did it wrong." I mean, you can never do wrong in Scottsdale, but he was just talking what he loved down in up in Michigan, and I mean, he plays a lot of golf in Boulder. So, but the Tiki Bar has plenty of cocktail choices for you. Come try the Major General Fox. It is very tasty, I'm hearing. We'll confirm that here about 6:05. And don't forget Bill Dolman on the way. A reminder here about texting and driving. Don't do it. It's illegal. You can be fined between $100 and $300. And when you text and drive, you put yourself, those riding with you, those on the roadways in danger. And when you text and drive and you take your eyes off the road, it's like driving blind. The length of a football field, even for 5 seconds, it increases your crash risk 23 times. So don't text, don't drive. A message from your friends at the Nebraska Department of Highway Safety Office. Our friends from the State Patrol will be out in force this weekend. That means it's Uber, Lyft, cab, or your frat buddy to take care of you after imbibing all day and all night tomorrow. As the Frost era kicks off, Bill Dolman will be with us shortly. And we are here at the Graduate, 9th and P, Home Football Fridays, every Home Football Friday with Hail Varsity.
Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz_radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
Back with you, Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. We are here at the Graduate, 9th and P, Home Football Fridays, 4 to 6. The Tiki Bar is refreshing. The garage doors are open and wonderful weather here outside, but you can relax inside. Top Golf Suites are alive and well, and it is wonderful. Folks are swinging away. Folks are imbibing. They're having a good time. We want you down here, 4 to 6, Home Football Fridays with Hail Varsity Radio. A lot of Nebraska fans milling around. They are getting cranked up for the Scott Frost era. Blackshirt Husker NFLer Jay Moore is here. Brandon Vogel coming up. And Clausburn will be with us at 5:40 for the Friday forecast. We welcome in with NBC Sports and the Pride of Fairbury, Bill Dolman. Billy D, sir, how are you?
Did I hear that you're at Top Golf?
Well, there is a three top golf suites here at the Graduate, the old Holiday Inn, 9th and P, Dolman. I know you know where we're talking about in the Haymarket, and they have three top golf suites, my friend, and it is awesome.
Wow.
What are you doing? How are you, brother?
Well, I'm just gearing up for the start of football season. I think I heard Nebraska plays tomorrow.
They do. How are you feeling about that? I remember the time the Tom Osborne show's airing, 10:30 on a Sunday on Channel 3. Bill Dolman, with his Gary Michaels tie, is sitting next to Tom Osborne. And there's a blonde quarterback named Scott Frost talking about not wanting to overlift and get too yoked like you, coach.
Whatever happened to Scott Frost? I remember doing those shows, but whatever happened to him?
Well, he went down to Orlando after 6 years in the NFL, and now he's back. You got to be pretty fired up about that.
Is he coaching now?
He's National Coach of the Year, Bill. You've been in Boulder too long. Right. You've been too close to Boulder too long.
I'm out here in Denver where I've been in search of anything to do with Colorado football. And so that's why I asked if Nebraska plays tomorrow, because out here, nobody's talking about anything to do with college football other than Colorado State. So I'm kind of in the nether regions of the start of the season.
Well, if you... if you're going to go to that Colorado State game, bring a gas mask.
You need that whenever you go downtown.
I think so. Bill, a thought on tomorrow. What's it going to mean for you with Frost leading this Nebraska football team out of the tunnel? It gets real tomorrow. Nebraska fans have been waiting on this type of return for a long time.
You know, there are a couple of thoughts. One is that, you know, I think Scott somewhat personifies something that every kid, little boy certainly, but you know, every kid in Nebraska, you know, grew up a Husker fan, listening to games on the radio back in the 60s, 70s, and the 80s, and then, you know, games get on TV, but you dreamed of being a Husker. Now, certainly not everybody was blessed with the athletic ability of a Scott Frost or, a Johnny Rogers or other great players from around the state of Nebraska, Terry Keneally. But, you know, I think there's a certain personification of everything that, you know, we kind of grew up with in Scott to a certain extent. And I don't mean to put the pressure on him, but that leads to my other thought, and that is that, you know, I think if anybody has the best perspective on what's going to take place tomorrow and in the coming weeks, it's Scott. You know, I think the expectations for him, the good vibe, everything that Nebraska fans have invested emotionally into tomorrow will be spectacular in terms of its the setting and the emotion and all that. But if anybody has that all in perspective as to, you know, what really does lie ahead for Nebraska football, two people: Tom Osborne, a native Nebraskan who built it, and Scott Frost, a native Nebraskan who understands what Tom Osborne built and what it means to all of us. And so, you know, there's a lot of personal feelings into what's going in to tomorrow.
Bill Dolman's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. We're here at the Graduate, 9th and P. Some perspective on Frost, on Osborne, on tomorrow. And, Bill, what are you hoping to see? We talked to Jay about it defensively, offensively. What do you want to see tomorrow night? And then what do you want to see long-term for the season? Where can this squad go? What are your expectations?
I want to see an offensive line that is big and mean and pushes the defensive line around and doesn't get pushed around. I want to see an offensive line that plays with an attitude. I have said many times, I knew last year that there were going to be issues with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter of the Arkansas State game and Trey Bryant gets tackled at the end zone for a safety. And that just told me everything I needed to know about the strength and conditioning program and all of that, the motivation of the team. So I think really, you know, and I have every confidence that he's done the job because he knows what his job is, and it's Zach Duvall. is that he has that team prepared to play. The execution may not be clean, right? There may be some mistakes. There may be some fumbles. We don't want to see that. But what we can see tomorrow is the dividend of the investment that has been put in over the last 9 months, right? Since they've been in those strength and conditioning programs, the work they put in on their own during the course of the summer, and what's been done over the last 3 weeks in fall camp. To me, it comes down to the offensive line, and it comes around to a defense that plays with the passion that I hope was instilled by Grant and Jason when they met the team. And I don't mean to put a whole lot on that one singular moment, but those guys need to understand that there is a lot of passion that can be on display with Nebraska football, and that's what the defense has to be all about. Not getting a nice, fancy black jersey with your name on it and stripes. Those things ought to be the ugly black jerseys that they got from Kep Harding's 50 years ago. It should not look great. It should mean something great. So I want to see the defense fly. I want to see the offensive line push people around. And then thirdly, just play clean football like you know how to play it, you know, that you care. And I think that, you know, I think Nebraska's going to win tomorrow. I think Akron's going to be so overwhelmed by the atmosphere that they're going to take it all in, and I think they're going to get thumped. But it has to be clean, it has to be physical, and it has to have purpose, and that's what I'm looking for.
Bill Dolman with us, the pride of Fairbury, NBC Sports, Hail Varsity Radio, at Bill Dolman on Twitter. And, Bill, you've seen this program a long time, and it's been through a lot, and those expectations and pressure are real, but so's the attitude of I want to fix this, I want to be part of the solution. And talk to me a little bit here about Frost and the seasoning at Central Florida, how it can help you. I mean, Nebraska's Nebraska, obviously. There's a lot on his shoulders, but he's built something once before, and that can that travel from Orlando to Lincoln?
Well, I think he's been a part of building elsewhere, too. You can't diminish what he was able to do at Oregon. I know he's an assistant coach to Chip Kelly, but, you know, an assistant coach and the job that he had working with Marcus Mariota, and you know, they had different quarterbacks there. It wasn't just 4 years with Marcus and they had success. I mean, he was a part of an offense that, you know, operated at a very high level. And so what he did at Central Florida was instill a passion for the game of football and purpose. And those players, that's what translates. I think the scheme has a lot to do with it, yes. But more so, those players at Central Florida bought in to what that staff was selling. And they believed in them. And therefore, that belief translated into effort, which translated into one of the most impressive turnarounds in college football history. Yeah, what Scott does with the scheme is fine. I don't care if they run 75 tomorrow. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm a Nebraska guy. Of course I want to see Sam Schmidt and Joel Makovica and Lance Lewis and Mark Schilling, you know, busted up the middle for 75 yards, and people think it's a trick play, lest I leave out Tom Rathman. But the bottom line is those players at Central Florida found some guys, coaches, to lead them that believed in them, and they bought in. And that's what Nebraska has, you know, been able to bring back home. Is a coach Scott's trying to create a culture at Central Florida. The culture already exists at Nebraska. The passion already exists. It's the belief in the players who got a chance to observe that at Central Florida. And for the last 2 months of the football season last year, when all the rumors started happening that could be your coach, I'll guarantee you that there are a lot of guys who will line up tomorrow for Nebraska who are watching Central Florida going, oh, please, let that be my head coach next year. Let those assistant coaches be my position coach next year. And they got that. So Nebraska got a running start into 2018 because Pete Scott was so far, it was in such the headlines last year that, you know, there wasn't a huge getting to know each other period in December and January and whatnot. Those guys at Nebraska knew all about Scott Frost from October on. And I believe they wanted that guy to be their coach. And now they've got it. And so I think that that purpose translates a lot quicker. That belief is there now as opposed to having to build it over several months in Central Florida.
Bill Dolman's with us, Pride of Fairbury, NBC Sports, Hale Varsity Radio. We are at the Graduate. The Top Golf suites are filling up. It's still time and room for you, and it's not going to cost you anything. It's a trial weekend, so you're welcome to come by. We're here Home Football Fridays, the Buffs next weekend, and you have Akron kicking off tomorrow. The Frost era is finally going to be here. Chris Schmidt, Jay Moore, and Bill Dolman, the Pride of Fairbury, on the horn with us here. The Friday forecast coming up. Clausburn on the way. Bill, what happens tomorrow with Adrian Martinez? What do you see from him?
You know, I think Scott's going to – I don't think it's going to be an easing-in period. I think that they're going to let him, you know – they're going to find out what he can do. And sort of in preparation for the game against whoever they play the second week of the season. So I don't think that it's necessarily going to be a deal where it's going to be Nebraska football 101. I think that they might advance the playbook just a little bit. They're not going to put all their cards on the table for him. But given the Jebbia situation, you certainly want to make sure that you keep him healthy. I mean, that's going to be vital. But I think that they're going to see what he can do, and I think you're going to have a motivated team around him to protect him. And I don't think there's any question Nebraska is going to win. I think it's going to be an overwhelming experience for Akron that those guys will probably look back on and enjoy, you know, that they were a part of, you know, what that crowd's going to be like tomorrow. And in anticipation, I think it'll be like some of those Colorado games of the 90s, Oklahoma games, the Arizona State game after the mess, you know, against Michigan, you know, the Lawrence Phillips stuff. I think it's going to be a special atmosphere, and hopefully Adrian handles it well.
Bill, not to beat a horse here, but I haven't talked to you since it happened. Jay and I've had thoughts on it. I can see both sides, and I think this might have been more of a family take than Jebbia saying I'm out. I think there was some influence, not necessarily Tristan saying I'm out at this point with my teammates. What's your reaction to that? And you know, it's transfers are an epidemic in college basketball and now in football, specifically at the quarterback spot.
Well, I think it's unfortunate. It's just part of it's part of the culture of college football, and that's too bad, and especially at that position. But I don't think it speaks real well that quarterbacks, you know, go shopping. You can't take anybody at their word when they say, you know, I thrive on competition. I'm not to say that he did. He probably did, because when he signed after Patrick O'Brien came to Nebraska, you know, I'm going there to compete for the job and whatnot. But then when it doesn't go your way, you cannot go to the next place and say, you know, I thrive on competition. It just doesn't work anymore. You stick to it. I credit Jalen Hurts at Alabama. He found himself in a quarterback, controversy or duel. And he stuck with it, even though he's groused about it a little bit and doesn't like the way he's been treated. He's still there. So I think that speaks to him, but it's just so much that you hear. If a kid in high school, you know, again, makes a verbal commitment before signing day and says, I thrive on competition, I think those words are as hollow as the oral commitment is. Yeah. And that's unfortunate.
Bill, before we say goodbye, I need to know, my friend, a score prediction from Bill Dolman.
Well, I think Nebraska is going to play well. I think the offensive line, I think the committee of running backs, I think the atmosphere is going to be overwhelming. Bracken has said it, and I believe it. So, it might be kind of close just because it's the season open and there might be some mistakes. But I think Nebraska wins it 951-11.
951-11. Three field goals, not a touchdown, and a safety, correct?
And I take the overs.
Okay. Bill Dolman, the Pride of Fairbury. Billy D, you got to get back to Lincoln. I know you're busy with football. Would have loved to see you this weekend, but maybe you can get this way for the Buffs or something later on in the year, bud. Thanks for the time today.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. I wish I could be there, and go Big Red. I can't wait to watch tomorrow night. National television, by the way.
That's right. The NBC Sports. Is Bill Dolman with us? Pride of Fairbury at Bill Dolman. Billy D, be good, brother. There he is. Bill Dolman. Danny Burke right now rubbing his hands together. Friday forecast is coming up with Klausburn, Jay and myself. Picks sure to go right this weekend. Brandon Vogel going to join us on site. We're here at the Graduate Home Football Fridays 4 to 6. 9th and P, come see us. Top Golf.
Miss us?
Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing.
We're on call for you. Catch the podcast at HailVarsity.com, the ESPN Lincoln app, or download them on iTunes.
Saddle up, partner.
Back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back here we are at the Graduate 9th and P, Home Football Fridays. Field Holiday Inn, the high rise. You have wanted to check it out. Maybe you've been in here before. Homeboy's a left-handed golfer in front of us here at the Top Golf Suites, and he went yard with it, is what we're saying. He smoked it. It's a clean-looking swing, almost as good a swing as Blackshirt Husker NFLer Jay Moore, who's to my right. Brandon Vogel of HailVarsity.com and Magazine is here at Brandon L. Vogel. A lot of folks have come by. There are Hail Varsity posters. There's some ESPN Lincoln Vogues, your right foot. Behind the ball is near. Okay, nice work. Kick save and a beaut. And we have a lot of interest from many with this red turnover chain. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this thing?
I like it. How many times, if Nebraska had one of those, does that get to come out tomorrow?
That's where we're starting. I think Nebraska will get a strip sack for a fumble recovery. I think one of the corners will pick. So I think there's going to be at least two turnovers. If it's going to be raining cats and dogs all day and all night, I think there's going to be a fumble just based on ball security and dampness. And Nebraska, I think Nebraska will go plus two with the turnovers tomorrow, an interception and two fumble recoveries. I think Adrian does throw a pick.
Yeah. I think that's about right. I'll just start with sacks. If Nebraska can just get sacks, much less strip sacks, we'll be moving in the right direction for 2018. But I think you're right. I think Nebraska could force three. Probably if they come out of this game, true freshman quarterback with only one turnover, I think they'll be happy with that.
I think so too. Brandon Vogel's with us here, Hail Varsity Radio. Jay Moore, Chris Schmidt, great to be with you on a Home Football Friday here at the Graduate. Now, you look at the defense. We spent some time on it, but I want to get your guys' take on one guy that's a senior. Jay Bird, you go first. Vogues, you follow. What is the senior year going to look like and be like for Freedom?
Yeah, it's...
He's yoked. I mean, he is huge now.
He's had some injuries. I know I don't know exactly what they're being coached and taught, but I imagine this is going to be his best year yet. I think he's going to be freed up. No pun intended there at all.
I think it's a T-shirt.
But I think he's gonna be let loose. Go make plays. Don't be so caught up in exactly. I mean, yes, you have your rules. You have what you're supposed to do for your role in the defense. But I think this team and from a overall 11 guys, there's gonna be so much more freedom to play and go make plays and create havoc and go have fun. And if you're gonna make a mistake, do it 1,000 miles an hour and don't hesitate. And don't be a step slower like we've kind of seen the last year or two. So I think just in that, I think you're just going to see him play so much better. If you can say healthy, he's been banged up here, I know, the last couple years. But I think we're due for his best year yet. And I'm not going to put a number on what he should have for sacks, TFLs, tackles, whatever it is, PBUs. But it's going to be a vast improvement, I think, for him. And I'm excited to see what he can produce within this defense with Chenander.
Real quick, from a role standpoint, I mean, what's going to be his specialty? Because I think they can have, right, they're going to have three line changes like we're playing Blades of Steel, right? And you're going to have specialists in on the situational downs. What is Freedom's best role right now? What would you imagine him thriving in?
I think you're going to see him play well in his, the base stuff. You know, he has bulked up, so I don't know if he'll be in their sub packages or if, with what they're going to do. But I think you're going to, you know, first, second down, he's going to be solid. I think he's going to be really, really solid. Now, if he's kept in there in third down and third and long situations, great. That means he's, you know, performing even better. But I think he's just going to be, he's going to be a solid guy. That's not a lot of busts, not a lot of mistakes were being made. Communication would be great between him and the coach from the sideline to the field. And I think he's just going to be a good, solid player for on first and second down.
Vogue's kind of your outlook for Freedom. I know that you have so many options here with Khalil, and the entree made the move from inside to out. You still got Stilley and Carlos and a Deshaun Neal sighting, which is good. But that front three, I mean, there's six dudes.
Yeah, that when that two deep came out, I think with the way it was arranged, you could kind of see, it's really just a one deep, but they have six guys that are going to shuffle in and out pretty quickly. You know, I think Freedom has a chance to finally sort of play consistently the way he looks. I mean, because
he's off the bus guy.
Yeah, he's off the bus guy. And he's not sort of the player that I think you needed to wait to be cut loose. I think he's the sort of player that had to be encouraged to cut loose. And we know the staff's going to do both. So I think getting that sort of mindset that they're trying to instill, if he's to have a big senior year, I think that'll be a big part of it.
Let's flip it over to offense. Vogues, you start, and Jaybird, you follow. I think Freedom's going to set the tone. He's going to be a grinder. He may not be flashy, but he's going to be consistent, and he's going to set that tone for consistency and work ethic. And the young pups will see that and follow that and thrive for years to come. With the running game and the wideouts, you have some great skill talent with Nebraska football this year. Is there a number of air quote big plays to the house type situations that you think you can get not only tomorrow night but beyond? You didn't have a lot of big plays last year. This offense is meant for big play capability.
It is. I haven't looked at it recently enough to remember sort of what UCF's rate or average was in
49 points a game.
Well, yeah, that tells you about as much as you need to know in terms of those rushing big plays. But I think, you know, Nebraska's yards per carry will be a good indicator of what they're able to do there. Each coaching staff kind of defines those things differently in terms of what is actually an explosive play. But I think Nebraska has a good chance to get up there above 5 yards per carry. I can't remember what they were at last year, but it was one of the lowest in Nebraska in quite a while. So I think it'll be a noticeable difference.
Is Nebraska going to lean on the run game not only tomorrow night, Bird, but are they going to go with the run game quite a bit? And they also have the option of quarterback and running back run game. There's some versatility with this zone read option.
Yeah, I think this is the beauty of this offense. So I think it's so diverse in what you're able to do. I think if the pass is there, and not necessarily stretching the field, but whether it's a quick game, you get a little up tempo. I mean, it's a lot of, it could be bubble screens, whatever it may be, just different looks and things. You could run that 20, 30 times in a game. I mean, that's obviously there, but then it's also, okay, they're taking that away. Then boom, we're giving this look. But the beauty of the offense though is you can make about 4 plays look exactly the same, and that's what's really gonna be fun to see, is the little twists and wrinkles that they're able to throw. Okay, we'll give you the same set, we'll give you the same jet sweep motion, but we're gonna throw to that guy or that's in the jet sweep, or we're gonna fake it here, bubble it over here, or it's just, there's so many little twists you can throw off of each look. That's gonna be you can pretty much do whatever you want, and that's gonna be cool. Big play wise, it'll be nice to get some chunk plays, but, what I'm looking for is just great sustained drives. Yeah. I don't think you have to. You get some tempo. It's, 5 yards here, 6 yards here, 7 yards here, 4 yards here, 6 yards here. It's just good chunk, little chunks like that, good sustained drives, eat up a little clock, give the defense a break, and then do it all over again.
UCF gets a lot of credit for being really explosive last year. They were also one of the most efficient offenses in the country, and, the statistical view on that is – the efficiency is a lot more replicable and sort of reliable than the big plays are, you know. And I mean, you can tell that just by watching football too, of course. But I think that's the most encouraging thing about this offense, as much as, well, it's pretty fun to watch a guy take the ball 70 yards to the house, but.
You know, it is. The plays are going to work. There's someone open. There's a way to make a defense look bad. And then when you put the right athletes in position, the big play takes care of itself.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's just – and this offense, too, is a lot of – things are predicated off making the correct read, reading defensive end, reading the safety, reading the linebacker off of whether it's an inside-outside zone play or a quick bubble that, you know, hey, they're – you know, they went to cover two real quick, so he's not – you know, he's up on the – up on that wide receiver real quick. Oh, well, guess what? That is – you got the tight end now up the seam or something like that. It's just making those reads correctly within this offense. And, I mean – It's going to be fun to watch.
I want to get your take here on the four captains, three Lincoln or three Nebraska kids in the area code. What's that do for you as a former Nebraska guy?
That's really cool. I mean, that's an awesome touch to get the area code on the helmet. Because I mean, even when you're in the locker room, obviously you're everyone's on the same team, but everyone's always talking about Texas. You know, Texas high school football is better than California or Georgia football. You know, you get those.
And you're like, talk to me when you play for Elkhorn.
Right, correct. You get all those battles going back and forth, and you know, yeah, you know, it's you're always whatever region you're from. That's always this region's better at this region has better food than this
Bragging
or whatever.
Rights.
Yeah, it's just that's cool. But you represent. You absolutely represent. That area, and that's an awesome touch that Frost and Company put on it. It's really cool for them to do that.
The four captains, though, Gerald Foster, Gifford, and of course you have Mick, and lastly Stan. I mean, the four right guys, don't you think, to bring this program forward?
Yeah, I mean, three of those guys you take to Big Ten Media Days. You throw Luke in there. I mean, those are all solid guys. Those are guys that you're going to be. You know, you're hitching your wagon to this year, offensively and defensively. Happy for the guys. That's a huge honor to be able to get that. I was never a captain, but I know it's a huge deal to get that. Have your former players vote on it for with you.
What made you vote for a guy?
You know, obviously being a really good football player first and foremost, but just being a good person. You know, you can be a really good football player, but you could be an absolute jerk off the field or, you know, not take care of your business. You want guys that are good people on the field, off the field, do their little things right, off the field, on the field, those type of things you look for and want to vote for.
Vogue's a thought here, got about 90 seconds, bud, actually 60, says Danny, the timekeeper. But a thought on those captains.
Yeah, Mike Babcock shared a great anecdote on Twitter earlier today. It's first time since at least 1960. Nebraska's had two captains from the same high school. What high school was that?
That was Lincoln Southeast.
It was. Are you beaming? I could tell. I could tell someone was different when I got here today.
No, I remember watching Bo stomp past me when Luke and Gerald were playing ball for Coach Smith, and they were there to watch him their senior year. So, yeah, I mean, Gifford's phenomenal. And of course, you have Gerald that wants to maul people, and it works. Two nights, and Barrett's smiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Vogues, thanks for coming by, brother.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Yep.
We will have Klausburn coming up. Hail Varsity continues here at the Graduate, 9th and P, as we're here, Home Football Fridays, 4 to 6.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Great to have you back here. We are at the Graduate, 9th and P, Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt, Blackshirt Husker, NFLer Jay Moore, and we are efforting Klausburn to join us for the Friday forecast. Danny Burke will take part of the forecast. Danny Casino is his alter ego because
like it.
Danny can play the mortgage. Danny, is that true? You can pay the mortgage after your day yesterday? And he's nodding his head. So what we're going to do is wait and see if we end up getting Klausburn. Danny, are you there? Are you on the phone? Nod if you can hear me.
On the phone here, buddy.
You got him?
Not yet. Working on it.
Okay. That means shut up and keep talking, Schmidt. Okay, so here's the slate of weekend games, right? You got Notre Dame, Michigan, we'll get to. You have Nebraska and Akron. You have Washington and Auburn. And then you have Virginia Tech and Florida State. Alabama, Louisville. Bobby Petrino is going to get rocked again. So we'll try and get Klausburn back at some point. We'll move forward here with the forecast, and Danny Burke will join us. Without further ado, Mr. Danny, crank up the music, sir.
We are ready to go. Let's do it, boys.
All right. Friday forecast here with Hail Varsity. Let's start out and talk a little college football. You look at the matchups we were laying out. We'll tell you about the SEC and how they're kind of flexing their muscles again. Washington, Auburn, it's down in Atlanta. That's very pro-Auburn. At Auburn, -2. Washington's got a really good football team coming back. Jay, we'll start with you, bud. What do you think happens in this one? Auburn and Washington are two teams that are going to really kind of represent. One will represent the SEC West, and Washington's representing the entire Pac-12. What do you see tomorrow?
You know, initially where the game's at, I want to lean Auburn, but I like Washington in this game. I do. I think Washington's they played in a New Year's Six game down there, I think 2 years ago, I believe. So I like Washington to cover in this one. Give me Washington 24, Auburn 17.
24-17, says Jay Moore. You know what? I think Auburn's very good, returning quarterback. They've got a good run game. I'm going to go with you on this. I think Auburn's a good football team. I think Washington steps up. I think Washington's defense is pretty quick. Auburn will be good, but not good enough. 31-28. I like what Washington can do. And give me the Huskies to win in hostile territory. Washington's a popular pick for the college football playoff. I don't know that they'll go get there, but I think that Washington wins in Atlanta. Danny Burke, what do you say?
All right, I'm going to have to disagree with you, fellas. I wanted to pick Washington really bad just because they got a lot of hype coming this season. But like Jay mentioned, the location factor is determining my pick for this. So I'm going to have to lean to Auburn. I have them covering and winning 34-30 over the Huskies.
All right, next game, Michigan, Notre Dame. You have Harbaugh, you have Notre Dame. This could be an elimination game from a national championship. Both coaches, the hot seat chatter cranks up for the loser. Notre Dame's got a murderous schedule, but most of it's in touchdown Jesus. Michigan, one of three really tough road games. I like Shea Patterson. I like Michigan. I like Michigan for the outright win against touchdown Jesus. I like Michigan in the quarterback spot better than Notre Dame. Give me Michigan 31. Give me Notre Dame 27. A win and an outright win here for the Fighting Harbaughs. Danny.
See, I grew up an Irish fan. I'm sorry you can hate me for it, but I'm still going to ride Notre Dame and South Bend. I just don't see how you can. Everyone's leaning toward Michigan, it seems like, but Notre Dame should have a pretty solid season. So I'm picking the Irish to win 28-24 over Harbaugh.
All right. Jay Moore, Blackshirt Husker NFLer. I know you're a Notre Dame guy too, Jay Bird.
Yeah, you know, I like him just a little bit, but okay. in this situation, I think Michigan's defense is phenomenal. I think Shea Patterson is a damn good quarterback. I like Michigan kind of plays well early in the year. You know, I know they beat Florida last year early in the year down in a neutral site game. I'm gonna take this one. I'll take Michigan in a close one, but fairly low scoring. I like Michigan 28, and let's go to Notre Dame 24.
Okay. So. We will move on. Miami and LSU. Joe Burrow, man, I'm rooting for them Tigers. I'm rooting for LSU. I kind of like listening to Ed Orgeron talk. It makes me feel better about myself. And I like the fact that Miami thinks they're awesome. And you know what? They might have a come to Jesus week one. I think this one's tight. I think you go with Miami because they just are a little bit. Correct me if I'm wrong, Danny. Is this thing at Miami or is it neutral?
It might be neutral, I believe.
Okay. Like Jerry World neutral?
Yeah. I think that's okay. It.
Well, I'm going to go LSU then. That's closer to Louisiana. Ooh. How about just saying screw it? I'm going to go with Joe Burrow to have a really good game as head man for those LSU Tigers. Give me them LSU Tigers over the U and their turnover chain. LSU 21, Miami 20, a tight one, a win for the Tigers. Danny, what do you say?
All right, I'm going with Miami, baby. The Hurricanes are going to cover and win 38-30 over the Tigers and Coach O.
Jay Moore.
I like turnover chain U in this one as well. Give me Miami 42, LSU 35.
Really?
Battle.
Well, and they're going to go five wide, spread it out, so Burrow will flourish. Let's get to Nebraska. Akron, the line's dropped a bit. 25.5 to 26 is the number. Nebraska is going to be amped. They're going to be juiced. They're going to take care of the quarterback. They're going to play great defense. Nebraska 45-17. They barely cover. They get the four-touchdown win. I say Big Red, and everyone's smiling as the Buffs roll into Lincoln. Danny, what do you say?
Man, I've been going back and forth on this. I mean, they're obviously going to win, but you know what? I'll go with the cover for them, so I'll take the Huskers 41-13.
41-13. All right. Jay Moore, Blackshirt Husker NFLer, what do you think?
Well, I got to stick with my prediction I made on Big Red Wrap-Up, I guess, on Tuesday. I can't
You can alter.
My prediction.
It's like
on,
two brackets.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, good call. So I'll vary a little bit. I predicted 35-17. I still like the 17 number, but let's bump it up. 42-17, Big Red. I'll add Tech on another touchdown.
So there. Same number.
Yeah.
You and I. Okay. So Danny, you're going to put these out for the public, and you're going to laugh and point at both of us next Friday for the forecast.
That's the plan. Yeah, we'll get a pull up. Tell us who you like, and tell us who you think's going to win. You can already say me. We know it's going to happen, but we'll see. We'll see.
We got 30 seconds, yay or nay, Florida State, the win and cover. Jay? Seven's the number.
Yes.
Over Virginia
I'll give
Tech?
Them, yeah. Yep, I like them to cover.
I like Florida State a lot. I think they win by two touchdowns. Danny?
Yep, I got them winning 31-21.
Okay, there we go. That'll wrap up the Friday forecast here. We are at the Graduate 9th and P Home Football Fridays. Top Golf Suites are active. Bring your clubs. They have clubs here. It's kind of a trial weekend as you get ready for the Frost era, as we'll be back to wrap up Hail Varsity presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
Allstate, two-year starter, and rush in for the Big Red, an NFL vet.
Is Dudeness or Duder or El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
It's Blackshirt Jay Moore with Hail Varsity Radio.
We're just going to let the boss sing for a little bit. Back here at the Graduate 9th and P, we want to see you here. Home Football Fridays with Hail Varsity, Chris Schmidt, Blackshirt Husker, NFLer Jay Moore. Brandon Vogel is in the crowd. A lot of folks out here today. And Top Golf Suites, Jay, are in effect. Three of them here with Troy and the gang here at the Graduate 9th and P. What a place to stay when you're coming into town for Nebraska. And what a place to think about staying when you're headed on a roadie to go watch Nebraska around the Big Ten. So we invite you out. Home Football Fridays, great drink specials. Bert, have you figured out what you're going to try later? When I mean later, like once we get off the
air.
I
like that General Robson, the little bourbon, a mint, a little pineapple.
Yes, they have incredible drinks here.
That sounds really good.
That is good. Our old boy Tex was down to eat and drink Be Merry. And the Bugle Burger is a 8-ounce patty, caramelized onion, aged cheddar, bacon and fried egg, and cherry pepper mayo.
Ooh.
He said it was juicy, then smiled. It was good. Okay, so we are here, Home Football Fridays. Don't forget, coming up, the weekend edition of Hail Varsity tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., the Real Red Reaction Show with ESPN Lincoln, right after Nebraska gets done curb-stomping Akron in the rail yard. Want to see you down there for that. And we are off Monday, but we'll still be at the press conference. Back at it Tuesday for Hail Varsity as we get ready for Buff 'em up, go see you week. We'll have to have who can make the best brownies type contest, but don't do anything illegal in honor of Colorado coming to town. It's been fun, man. It's good to see you.
Absolutely blast.
Keep kicking butt, taking names on Big Red Wrap-Up, Jay Moore. Danny Burke is going to make sure things work out well for you if you are the wagering type. With the Friday forecast, Bill Dolman was tremendous. Big thanks to Derek Peterson, Greg Smith, the recruiting hit, and Brandon Vogel. The big thing I want to see tomorrow is you're going to have unity for the first time in a long time, where a team's going to be excited and a fan base is going to be excited, and they're both going to be jacked out of their mind together.
Absolutely. It's finally going the right way.
It is.
It's finally going in the right way. It's been a long time before we've been on the air and we've been able to say that.
No, I think you're right. And you tell me, brother, I mean, with all due respect to some of the other guys who tried here, mm-hmm. I mean, it does take somebody to know what Nebraska's about. And you know that, being a kid who grew up here and thrived
right.
here.
Right. Yeah, it's not easy. You're in a fishbowl. There's a lot of pressure, but you got to get the right guy in here. And I can't think of a better person than Scott.
Well, he's a friend of yours, a golf buddy as well. So it'll be awesome to see him in action tomorrow night. Big thanks to Danny Burke for making things money back at the studio at the station. Big thanks to Jay Moore. Good to see him. And we are here. If you missed the show. Busy Friday nights, I realize. The podcast is always up for you. HailVarsity.com. Also iTunes, where you can grab us. And In Demand. Is it In Demand or On Demand? Either way,
on
Danny.
Demand.
In Demand, On Demand, ESPN Lincoln. And some of the audio highlights will be up, too, with what folks had to say. Dick Sunday, the world's greatest golfer at Yankee Hill, is shaking hands. He may head to the bar again. We will say goodnight, goodbye, and talk to you tomorrow. 7 to 9 a.m., the weekend edition. Real Red Reaction following Akron and Nebraska in the rail yard on ESPN Lincoln. Enjoy. Kickoff is almost here as the frost era begins. Take care.